Steve Robertazzi, why don't you tell me a little bit about the department that you're in charge of?
I oversee the Cranford Recreation Parks and Pools. We have a community center here in town, indoor-outdoor pool at Centennial Avenue and an Orange Avenue outdoor pool. And I'm responsible for overseeing all three facilities, its programs, and everything that's in it. We also have a canoe club done through a concessionaire that I also have to oversee, Cranford West, and all the programs that you see with direct department in the pools is under my umbrella.
Now, that's a lot of different responsibilities. Let's go through some of those and talk a little bit more about them. Let's start off with the pools. There are two pools in Cranford, one at Centennial Avenue, the other at Orange Avenue. Each is a little bit different. Orange Avenue was the original pool complex in Cranford. But tell me about some of the programs and what's offered at those facilities.
Orange Avenue was opened in 1965 and was an outdoor pool, and the Centennial complex was opened in 1971, which is the indoor and outdoor complex that's open year-round, that has an indoor pool and a fitness center. People can join up as an annual member that has access to everything, which is both outdoor pools, the indoor pool, the fitness center, and everything. You can join on a summer basis, or you can do a winter. We offer swim lessons, swim programs. We do our own lifeguarding classes, water safety instructor classes at the pool. We've got, last year, I would estimate about 3,600 or 3,700 memberships, which encompassed almost 11,000 people. And we had, I think it was upwards towards 200,000 people checked in and out of both facilities in 2013. We are very, very busy facilities. Ann Dolan, who's my facilities manager, does a tremendous job overseeing both pools. I wouldn't be able to do what I do without the staff that we have over there. They're tremendous. It's a year-round operation, and it gets doubly busy when we have both pools open. As a reminder, we're opening Memorial Day weekend. 24th will be open for the summer season, and we're getting ready right now. We're doing some upgrades to the facility. You know, we're hoping to see everyone out there come May 24th.
Now, the indoor pool is obviously something that you mentioned, opened year-round. In addition to the pool, there are also some other facilities that are associated with that as well, aren't there?
We just got 27 new pieces of equipment on a lease basis a few years ago. So we have brand new cardio equipment, treadmills, ellipticals, and we have a weight side too, which again, if you're an annual member, you're entitled to all of it.
Obviously, Cranford has a number of parks, but many of the larger parks are county-owned parks, but Cranford also owns its own parks as well. Tell me about those. Are those tend to be more passive facilities?
They range. Lincoln Park, for instance, which is our biggest park, has a nice playground area and basketball courts, whereas, let's say, Hampton Park, which is one of our passive parks. So it varies. We have quite a few parks with playgrounds are Lincoln, Adams, Buchanan, and Johnson. We have Hampton Park, which is passive. Hanson Park, which is on the same property as Hanson House. That's a very nice, passive park that the ladies do a wonderful job with the conservancy over there, which is also on the other side of the river from the canoe club that we oversee. So, yeah, the parks, it varies. There's a couple of county parks. We also have Sherman Field, which soccer and lacrosse use for their practices and games throughout the year. So we're very busy out in the parks area as well.
When you mentioned Hanson Park, you talked about the canoe club, which is just across the river from that. Tell me about the canoe club. It has a long history in Cranford, but it's something that I think is unique to Cranford.
It definitely has, over the last 10 years, really blossomed into a place that people go. I have to give Ralph his due. Ralph Cercelli is our concessionaire and has really taken it places that we haven't seen. He even offers food. Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts have parties there. It's really a hidden treasure in town that most people should really go out and take a look at. Our 4th of July races are probably one of my most favorite events that we have. We have hundreds of people come out. We have our races, and it's a wonderful, wonderful day. And the Canoe Club is a place that I wish more people would be able to go out and experience.
And finally, the building that we're in right now, the community center, also falls under your responsibilities. Tell me a little bit about the various programs that are offered here.
They'll range from anywhere from preschool age to senior citizens. I mean, you name it, we'll try and offer it. We have kinder cooking classes, book club classes, karate classes, basketball programs, senior classes. I mean, you name it. Our summer brochure should be going out very shortly. We'll show you what we're going to offer here in the summertime. But this building, actually, last year had over 100,000 people come through it also. And it's not only just the programs, but we also rent, so to speak, to nonprofit organizations in town. For instance, the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, any type of department or club that might need the facility, they're also eligible to rent for free, being as a nonprofit. So not just our programs that we have at night, We also do birthday parties. I mean, you name it. The building is busy throughout the day. The programs have also taken off. We've got a lot of multi-sport classes coming in the spring. One of the big ones I want to say, we're starting a spring field hockey clinic, which is going to be run by the high school coach. It's going to be on the high school field from 6 to 7 on Sundays, starting this Sunday, as a matter of fact. We have 30 girls signed up already. That's a brand new one that we just put out. We have some clinics that we're going to do in the summer through the lacrosse club, Parisi Speed School. These are just some new ones that we're going to add in addition to the jewelry making classes and the science classes. Please visit our website to really see what all these facilities can offer.
And if anyone clicks the link that is connected with this interview, they'll be able to go directly to the department's website to get that information. Now I'd like to talk a little bit about you, where you grew up, where you went to school, why did you get involved with recreation, things of that sort.
I grew up in Island. I went to St. John's. I commuted to Staten Island, and I am a sports administration major with a minor in business. As I was going through college, we used to play in Island AA when I was younger, and a buddy of mine got involved with coaching as a volunteer, and I did as well. You know, I was 19 or 20, I'd say. After about 5 years there, I ended up running and overseeing the basketball and baseball leagues, which I think in a roundabout way kind of got me into the recreation field. My first recreation job was in Rahway. I was there for 3 years before I came here. But I think having the expertise of being able to run basketball and baseball leagues really helped me, in addition to my resume and my degree, helped me get to Rahway. And then once a position as the program coordinator opened here, I applied and I got that job. I was here for 4 years, and then I was promoted to director 6 years ago. I've been director for 6 years already. Bernie, time flies when you're having fun, I'll tell you. There's no downtime. There's just always something going on, and it's, you never know what you're going to get, to quote Forrest Gump. It's like a box of chocolates, you know? You never know what you're going to get when you come in every day, and it's true. People here in town are tremendous. The help, the volunteerism. This is an all-American town. I'm honored to be able to work in it.
Steve Robertazzi, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Bernie. It was a pleasure. And if you need me on again, I'm in.